Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. As we get into July, I got to say that there is no better place on the planet to be than Chicago. It is a destination. People come from all over the world, and no better place to be than the Chicago Hotel Collection. A guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is on the line with us. It's Pierce Hutchins. Pierce, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on. The city is alive. It is a buzz as we get into 4th of July weekend. We've got the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, and it is just one of those things that's happening. The summer is filled with festivals and tourists from, you know, we mentioned it, you know, people from all over the suburbs come in, they enjoy the city. Of course, the people in the city enjoy the city, but people from around the world come to Chicago. And the Chicago Hotel Collection, a lot of great destinations in the city on the hospitality side. Obviously, this is the one we're talking about. Share a little bit about, for the listeners that may not be as familiar, what the collection is.
Well, yeah, the collection is a boutique collection of hotels. You know, we have one in Wrigleyville, River North, right off of Mag Mile near the Water Tower, and the Ambassador, you know, the historic Ambassador. So each one of these have their own kind of boutique feel that represent the neighborhoods, you know, the sports themes up in Wrigleyville, the luxury and beauty at Ambassador. So what we try to do at each one of these hotels is elevate the guest experience. Besides just giving a nice place to stay, two of the hotels, I think the Ambassador and Mag Mile, we give drinks and a big breakfast buffet with included in their stay, discounts on local tours. Dan, we're talking big drinks. If you book direct, seriously, guests will get up to 5 drinks a night, cocktails, right? And they wake up and there's this huge buffet. It's beautiful. And then they get discounts on e-gift cards, and we give so many things as part of their stay.
With so many different destination opportunities in the city, and a lot of them maybe big properties, all of those brands are represented in the Chicago area. Pierce, talk a little bit about why it is so important, not only for your properties to integrate the vibe of the neighborhoods they're in, but Chicago itself to kind of be that ambassador to the city as a whole.
Well, yeah, Chicago is a great city, and people definitely love to go there in the summer all the time. And the weekends, there's so much great energy. You know, Wrigleyville's got, of course, the Cubs, and they reflect that essence of going there, and then the pub crawls that you could do. River North's got all the, you know, great restaurants and art galleries and clubs and everything. Mag Mile, classic shopping, you know. So when we pick these destinations, it already attracts people, and people really like the boutique feel. We are definitely hitting a home run with our guest benefits package. People are really loving these things. When they book direct, they get so much. So that's what makes their experience a little better.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, oftentimes, if you look on any of the forums or any of the people that are talking or one-to-one or sharing their experiences, a lot of times the value of things isn't something that you see. You know, everything's getting sort of upcharged in this. So to add extra things in to enhance the experience and elevate it for guests, I think is so super cool. One of the things about Chicago, you know, there's so much history here. The architecture is amazing. You mentioned some of the sports teams. We don't always, especially on the Cubs side, it's been a lot of, you know, a lot of soul crushing disappointment. Maybe on the sports side, you can enjoy the experience, but they don't always win. But people who are fans of history win when it comes to this. And you guys are recognizing 100 years with the Ambassador. That's going to be coming up in 2026. But like any good party, it's got to start early. You're doing it all year.
Yeah. The Ambassador, we're building up to it. We just, you know, took over the Ambassador this year, and what a great turnaround we have there. We're basically embracing the history, the rich history that hotel has. You know, it goes back 100 years, and a lot of notables like Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe visited. Wow. The Pump Room was an iconic room. So, you know, we'd like to embrace that history, but also look forward to the next 100 years. You know, we're working with new partners to embrace the next 100, you know, add more people to our celebrity walls. There's so much history that we could build from there.
Pierce, it's kind of a fine line you got to walk. You got to embrace the history. You want to share that great legacy. But of course, you want to be as kind of modern and cutting edge as far as maybe some of the offerings or the technology or the facilities as you can. How did you do that when you went to go and kind of just reimagine what the space would be under your management to be able to keep a hold of all of that history but move forward?
Man, that's a hard one. You know what? You have to first respect the history of it, you know, and what it means to the city, right, to keep these things. You know, there's always that potential when you take over a building, do you want to renovate and erase and rebuild or embrace it? Yeah. We have a great team that we work with, and we continually brainstorm, and we try, we test it out. What does the people of the audience want? What does the community want? And then we're very fluid in adapting to what works, you know. And we just now reopened the restaurant space in the Ambassador as of yesterday. We've got a great chef, Peruvian chef, that brings in a great eclectic menu. So it's kind of revitalizing that whole space.
In a town known for its food, to be able to have that front of mind on the thought process on the culinary side, I think is very, very cool. We'll, of course, have links up to share some of those offerings as well. You think about this, Chicago has a love affair with its sports teams, with its city, with itself. Like, people love being from Chicago to tie in. Very smart, I got to say, to tie in one of the most beloved players in all of Chicago sports history and a native himself, Chris Chelios. Talk a little bit about how that happened. I know people are excited about what's coming up, whether it's with El Bandito Yankee, the tequila that's so identified with the Blackhawks, and then with Chris, a legend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hall of Famer, right? It's Chris Chelios. So, you know, he's an icon of Chicago as much as the Ambassador, right? And I think it's such a great pairing to put these two together. You know, Chris is with Chicago for a long time, and he brings a lot of value to the quality of his tequila, his presence, his energy. So when we get that together, we have a lot of excitement. You go to an Ambassador on a weekend, Dane, I'll tell you, it's popping. We got live music. People have all these free drink tickets. It's a lively space. So we are launching a new exciting partnership with El Bandito. Chris Chelios has his own dedicated booth, the Bandito booth, which is
wow.
A beautiful corner booth. Yeah, what you see is when you walk in, it's a huge corner booth, you know. And the Ambassador room, or the pump room, was known for historical booths. Frank Sinatra had his favorite booth that he always wanted to sit in. And there's a nice little picture of him in the back. Booth one is where most celebrities would sit back in the days and have phone calls and stuff. But we're honoring him and his work he's done through the community and his career, right? So it's great to have him part of a hotel. But not just at the Ambassador. In a few weeks, we're launching the rooftop of Mag Miles. We're going to also feature El Bandito. And this is part of their drink package. So guests can stay. And it's not an upsell. It's part of their drink package. So I think it's a great enhancement to their stay.
Yeah, I think it just reinforces the authenticity. El Bandito Yankee is a Chicago brand with Chris, with the Ambassador, with the hotel collection right there in Chicago as well. And you mentioned it's, you know, excitement and it's a party. Things are hopping and popping. And you've got a big event that is coming up, right? And we're going to have links up for it as well. But talk a little bit about the exciting event that's coming up with Chris, with El Bandito.
Yeah, we are using the event space over the historic library. It's beautiful wood paneling. This room is right next to the lobby. It's gorgeous. We've already got a big head count coming, a lot more than I was expecting to come to this event. But yeah, Chris will be there signing pucks. We're going to have this beautiful ice sculpture display. Our chef is going to feature a lot of her menu items for everyone to enjoy. You're going to meet a lot of great people. You know, people from L.A., New York are flying in for this. It's definitely going to be a crowded event. We may have to expand into the lobby and the restaurant area, but we'll see how it goes. It's coming up in a couple of weeks here.
And we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. In addition, I know, to the sites for whether it's El Bandito Yankee or for the Chicago Hotel Collection, where people can get more information about the event and maybe sign up for those last and final remaining spots, right? Because, you know, listeners can get in on this too if they get in quick.
Yeah. And then also, part of this event, we'll be giving out like a free night stay at the Ambassador and some other nice perks. I think they're running a contest or a raffle at the look, but there's a lot of fun stuff that's going to be happening at this event. Plus, you could be part of the history. You know, every time people go to the hotel to hang out, either to drink or to even stay, you're part of history with this hotel. And having Chris part of it, his history adds more to the hotel to make it more exciting, I think.
What a great opportunity, not only to be there, right, to experience some of the history and sort of immerse yourself in it, but to actually be a part of history as it is written. And you guys are doing that on a regular basis with the Chicago Hotel Collection. So, Pierce, before we let you go, give information. Like, is there like a website or maybe even social media where people can keep up as maybe different things or elements get added? And, of course, all the cool stuff coming up.
Well, everything's right there at thechicagohotelcollection.com. You'll get all the party updates. and special offers and even the best deals when you book direct. And then social media, you know, both El Bandido and Chicago Hotel Collection will keep you updated if tickets are still available.
A lot of exciting things coming up, and Pierce Hutchins excited for all the things that you're bringing to the collection, to the city.
I hope you make it. I hope you can make it, Dane.
I will try to be there. I'm going to try to see if I can get in. I know you mentioned things, places, seats, opportunities are limited. So hopefully if I'm not left on the outside looking
in. I got a guy. I'll get you.
And then very, very last thing, it is 4th of July, 4th of July weekend. We know what's coming up in the middle of the month with everything with Chris and with El Bandido. What are you guys doing this week? Anything you want to share with the listeners happening 4th of July weekend?
Well, you know, a lot of people are traveling this weekend. So for us in the hospitality industry, it could be a very busy weekend. So we're always on alert, and we just look to keep having a party every weekend over at the Ambassador and even Mag Miles growing. So we'll be in the party mood.
Check it out. Get in on all of the action as the weekend, the holiday weekend happens, and of course, all summer long. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Pierce Hutchins, thanks so much for what you're doing, continuing that history, bringing elevated experiences on the hospitality side to so many. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And later tonight, you're going to be able to see fireworks right out of the 18th floor studio window over Lake Michigan. But America is going to be watching PBS for not only the biggest, most amazing fireworks show, but also some great entertainment. Excited to have on the line one of America's most beloved TV personalities, maybe most originally loved as Carlton from The Fresh Prince, but he is nonstop. You see him on the longest running series on ABC, America's Funniest Videos, Dancing with the Stars, Jack Hanna's Passport, now coming up as the host of a Capital Fourth on PBS. Super excited to have the one and only Alfonso Ribeira. Alfonso, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. I feel like everybody has you. You never stop. I mean, you can do absolutely everything. I know that I've even interviewed you a couple times, I think, for shows on the Food Network. So your versatility is pretty amazing.
Back in the day. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, everybody eats and everybody, I think, can relate to you. And so that's, I think, worked out in a million different ways. All Americans can certainly relate to and get excited about the show coming up. But for you personally, how did that happen? Did PBS approach you and say, let's get Alfonso, he's awesome at everything, he'll be great at this? Or was something like this? I mean, it's an iconic show.
I'm not sure that's how they spoke of it, but but I guess they felt, you know, there was, Tom Bergeron had done it. And listen, you know, every job that Tom does at some point, I have to do. So it's just what I do, right? But no, they came to me and they asked me whether I'd be interested in doing this, and I could not have been happier to have been given that ask. I think it's such an honor to represent our country and represent, you know, all the millions and millions of people here and celebrating our birthday. It is it's a special day, and it's a great show. I mean, this is the 45th year of doing this show. Every year has been incredible, and so for me to be asked to be, and especially now back for the third time to do it, is special. So I'm honored that I get to do it, and I'm super excited for Friday night.
For Alfonso Ribeiro fans, like, what are they going to see you do? You do so many things where you are the host. You're sort of introing and wrangling and managing different entertainment situations or even on the video side. But for you, for this, you know, are you going to be introing the acts? Are you doing anything specific that people are going to be enjoying? Or are you just kind of managing the entire thing as the host?
This year I'm managing the thing as the host. So last year I opened with a number, but this year I'm just managing, which is a pretty large job to say the least. You know, when it's in the 90s and you're under those lights and you're popping from one stage to the next and you're up in the audience and you're all over that place. And so, you know, it's so thrilling because it never stops. It just keeps going. And so that's the beauty of a hour and a half show is this, here we go, we're on live now and we won't stop. So it's very cool. It's very special. And I'm excited. It's going to be a great lineup this year. We've got incredible artists coming. Alonda Adams, Abby Carter, Lauren Daigle, Low Cash, The Beach Boys, The Temptations, Josh Turner, Trombone Shorty, and Jack Everly, once again, with our National Symphony Orchestra. It's an incredible show. And we've got incredible tributes and celebrations. So I'm excited again, as always, with this show.
I was wondering, you know, the acts, so the acts, some great iconic acts that are going to be there. People are going to love to see them. Fans are going to tune in specifically for that. Are they going to be playing, you know, their hits, or are they going to be stretching a little bit and doing any patriotic numbers? What are fans going to hear?
That I don't know. I haven't seen their show list yet, but I know they're, you know, listen, you know, when you bring these people, you want to hear the songs that you know them for, right? Yeah. So even if they decide to do something that's patriotic and do something like that, cool too, but also give us the good stuff.
Then the National Symphony Orchestra, obviously they're sort of the stars of the show there, because they, I'm guessing they're going to complement the fireworks display. Is that what they're going to do, where they're going to try to sync up either their performance live with everything people are seeing in the sky?
There's a lot of that. We also have the U.S. Army Band Pershing's Own and the U.S. Army Herald Trumpets that will be capping off the musical finale while the fireworks are happening, and I'm sure that the orchestra is with them. So it's all together, performing together, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ending.
You're going to be in the epicenter of all of that patriotic awesomeness. Cities and towns across America, WGN Radio, we reach 38 states and Canada, so a huge signal. Cities and towns are going to be doing their own firework display, but this is the biggest. If you could share anything about, like, just what is the biggest like, you know, and is there anything kind of interesting or different that they're going to do with the fireworks other than just more?
It's more. And then when you ask for more, they give you more. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to describe, you know, fireworks, but it's a lot of bombs going off in the air. And the beautiful thing is, from where we are, the backdrop is, you know, second to none, right? So it just fills the entire sky over the National Mall. It is absolutely one not to be missed. So anybody that's in the D.C. area, come out. Because you're gonna get a display that is beyond anything you've ever seen.
A couple fans have texted in, and they want to know, obviously, the last few years and probably in perpetuity, this is how you're spending your 4th of July. But typically, growing up, is this a holiday that you like? Do you guys do fireworks at home? Or, you know, obviously, safety first and all that, but a 4th of July for Alfonso?
Well, unfortunately, living in New York and California, fireworks are not allowed. But we certainly, you know, there was always the guy down the street that had a few, and pop, 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 and you freak out. Yeah. But what I loved about it more than anything was, you know, the coming together, right? It's a birthday party, except it's a birthday party for everyone. So that holiday I always enjoyed because, you know, you got together, you did family cookouts, you friends came over. It was always a day of celebration. So it's always been something that I've always enjoyed. But now it's become a tradition to go to D.C. and spend it with the family.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That is awesome. America is coming together on PBS, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. right here in Chicago, and then a rebroadcast after that happening right after as well. So you absolutely cannot miss it. So, Alfonso, if there's any, you know, a website or information for people to find out a little bit more about the acts that are coming up, or maybe a schedule for the things that are going on, is there a website you can share?
That's a good question. You know, we'll be streaming on YouTube at www.pbs.org/a capital 4th. So you could definitely go on there and see it if you're not going to watch it on PBS. But the program website is www.pbs.org/a capital 4th/home. So you can go, you can find out all information on that website.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And for fans who want to keep up with Alfonso Ribeiro in general, if they can even try, because he's nonstop. Alfonso, social media wise, where can they go?
Well, you know, obviously, I don't even know my handles. I think it's The Real Alfonso Ribeiro on Instagram, and Alfonso Ribeiro on Facebook, and Alfonso_Ribeiro on X.
All the Alfonso Ribeiro that you could ever want, and it is right here, of course. Check it out on PBS. We'll have links. Alfonso, thanks so much for jumping on the show today. I know fans loved hearing from you, and happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And as we close in on a race weekend here on the streets of Chicago for NASCAR, so great to have on the line one of the true superstars of the motorsports world, Dirt Racing Series founder, Indy 500 driver, and of course, NASCAR Cup Series champion, driving the number 5 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, the one and only Kyle Larson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, good. And you are driving at all times. So this fits with this question about the crazy times and never stopping. You're actually moving on the road right now, coming off all that is the Indy 500, racing high limit, winning in Xfinity Cup Series. I mean, Kyle, the schedule's crazy, but business as usual for you. Do you want to be behind the wheel every single moment you can, or do you see these as opportunities or obligations and you got to take them when you can get them?
Well, I mean, I just wish there was more days in the year or days in the week where I could do all the things that I'm doing right now, but also have some days off. But yeah, that's not the case. So no, I mean, I'm still young, so I guess take advantage of the energy I got while I got it. And yeah, just go out there, race, try and do a good job, and also, you know, kind of promote racing at the same time.
I think with all the success that you've had and the publicity around it, it gives you more opportunities where there isn't so much of a, I don't know, Kyle may want to do that, but is that a good idea? Is that something we should let him do? You bring a lot of attention to the sport and you've had success. Talking in studio, we had Tony Stewart in studio. We talked quite a bit about Kyle Larson and when it comes to driving different cars, different series, or even just, you know, opportunities that pop out of the blue. Do you look at him the same way? Because he's now just starting to sort of look back and say, whoa, you know, by being excited about and taking advantage of every opportunity, we've done some pretty amazing stuff. And you're in a category like that, approaching that conversation, you know, like a like an AJ Foyt or Tony Stewart, where you can get into anything and drive it. How do you look at that?
Well, I appreciate it. I definitely, you know, like the comments and stuff. But I think, you know, right now, like as I'm just in my early 30s and you know, racing all the time and just trying to, you know, win as many races as I can and stuff, you know, you don't really have time to reflect and look back, right? Because you're always, you know, looking forward at what's the next thing that you want to accomplish or whatever that may be. So, yeah, right now, I mean, I hear it, but I try not to focus on it. And I'm sure, you know, someday as my career is winding down and all of that, you know, I'll probably be able to reflect a little bit more and appreciate, you know, the things that I've done, the places that I've been, and the people that I've met along the way, and the impact, hopefully positive, on the sport that I've made. So, but right now, you know, just trying to grind and keep after it.
Everyone's excited about what it is that you're doing in their particular type of racing that they love, as one of the big stars of the sport and one of the faces of NASCAR. Is there any pressure from, and you don't necessarily have to share this, but from either the sport or NASCAR to say, like, hey, you're our guy. Like, he's a NASCAR driver, but he all, you know, also happens to be really awesome at other things. Where do you see yourself, Kyle? Do you see yourself as just a racer, or do you see yourself as a dirt track racer who's also really good, makes money at NASCAR, good at that, drives IndyCar? Do you have one that you identify with more that you see that's really you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think I really just, I don't know. I feel like, or I hope that I just identify as a racer, not just specific to one form. You know, I can see how, because, you know, NASCAR is so mainstream that, you know, maybe I identify to that, I guess. But it probably just depends on who you ask as a fan. You know, if you ask a dirt racing fan, they're probably going to say, oh, Kyle Larson's a dirt racer who's just racing on Sundays for the money.
Right.
And then if you ask a NASCAR fan, it's like, oh, he's a NASCAR driver, you know, through and through, beating up on dirt racers. And that's just, you know, not the case. You know, I think just, I guess I would just like to be identified as a racer who loves racing and a guy willing to, you know, take risk and also, you know, try a lot of different types of cars.
There's a lot of responsibility outside of just your own career on the NASCAR side. I mentioned as one of the faces of the sport, as the sport grows, you've been a big part of it for a long time now. Chicago is one of those things on the road course side. Lots of fans here. The excitement for the race is building as a guy who has to stay focused. Do you see the big city environment? It's obviously great for fans, maybe wives, family members. They love the shopping and the restaurants. Do you see it as a distraction, right? It's just a whole bunch of other things going on that isn't racing. Or what is it that you like about coming back to Chicago?
Well, I don't know. I don't view all the, you know, extra amenities that the, you know, bigger city has to offer as a distraction. I think it's a nice kind of breath of fresh air in a way, because it's a different vibe, it's a different event. You know, being in the city, like you, the things you mentioned is what I look forward to. You know, walking to a five-star restaurant, staying at a five-star hotel, walking to the racetrack, you know, having my wife be excited to go and shop and all of that, and is really fun. So I think, you know, it's not only unique for us, you know, teams and competitors, you know, it's also unique for the race fans and all those, you know, same examples I just mentioned. So I love the Chicago event. It's probably, I would say, my favorite event of the year, you know, just because it is so different.
Wow.
So yeah, awesome. I really look forward to getting there and, you know, hopefully doing a good job in the race, you know, for once.
The TV ratings are great. And just like a lot of these places where you go, but even for Chicago and just like it was for LA getting out there, it's 80% of the people are first timers. And what they see is completely different. To see you guys racing with that skyline and the lakeshore in the background is just, it's great TV. And it's been some pretty compelling racing if we could just get the weather to cooperate a little bit as well. Last question is, you kind of look at, I don't want to put you into the future and the end of the career and the looking back, but some of the things that you've done based on, we mentioned Tony Stewart, just friends that have sort of made those other jumps, whether it's onto the broadcast side or to owning series or owning teams, you know, High Limit, huge success so far, obviously allows you to lean into your love on the dirt track side. Talk a little bit about that, balancing it all, but just the success so far.
Yeah. No, you know, I stay really busy between the racing stuff that I do, but also, yeah, you know, co-owning a sprint car, a nationally, you know, touring sprint car series with High Limits is a lot of fun. It's cool because, you know, you kind of, you know, I've competed for a long time, and, you know, my brother-in-law who also races, Brad Sweet, you know, yep, we co-own it together. We've raced for a long time, and we have all these ideas and thoughts about, man, if, you know, if we own a series, like, we could do these things different to try and take the sport to the next level. Well, you know, now we have those, have that opportunity to do it. And, it's fun to, you know, kind of put your fingerprint on the sport and what you think can move it to the next level. And, you know, like, we introduced like a franchise system. So, you know, our teams will be able to, you know, actually have something that's of value and make money instead of losing money at the end of the year, like a lot of team owners do. You know, our races are really exciting, you know, different formats and stuff, and the fans, you know, really enjoy it. You know, we pack out the stands at about every race we go to. You know, we're actually in the Wisconsin region, Red Cedar Speedway. I think that all the towns' names here are funny, but I think it's like Menominee or something, Wisconsin.
Menominee.
And then Menominee. Okay. Yeah. And then we run at 141 Speedway. So I think that's just north of Milwaukee, maybe. Or south, I can't remember, but the Wisconsin fan base is awesome. So yeah, I look forward to seeing them there, and then also, you know, seeing them at Chicago.
Last thing is that, you know, when you can be and come to these different places that aren't the huge stage, but still exciting for fans, you bring, you know, what it is that you do, that great racing personality support for the sport, you could do that. That is, it's super exciting. I know that people love that. William Byron won up at Slinger a couple years ago, and it was just, it's great. It's not a super, super unique thing. You'll see great drivers that love that local racing environment, just the grassroots of it, and they'll get in there and do that. Whenever you can get into a situation that's unexpected but awesome, it's great. Recently, you won the Xfinity race. Connor Zilich got hurt. You couldn't, I guess, pass medical, and then you came in out of the blue and raced in the Stay Saucy 88. For the Xfinity series, absolutely awesome racing. You got in there. Was there any thoughts to, like, when you won, kind of dousing yourselves with barbecue sauce or anything? Like, did they give you any ribs after? I know Blues Hog makes amazing ribs.
No, I didn't. I would have loved to have some ribs there, you know, especially we were in Texas.
Yeah.
That weekend, it would have been great to have some barbecue. But no, that was a fun race. And I think Andy's Frozen Custard sponsored the race. So, like,
yes,
the trophy is like this polished, you know, chrome casting basically of a huge ice cream cone. So yeah, that was really cool to win. And you know, good to see Connor. Yeah, so he had, you know, broke his back at Talladega, and yeah, so he's finally back in the car, and I think he's finished second in the last two races that he's ran.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully we can get him in victory lane here soon.
Yeah, super talented guy. For people who want to keep up with the most exciting racer in motorsports going today in the NASCAR Cup Series, Kyle Larson, where can they do social media-wise? Obviously, the Hendrix Motorsport will have links at WGN, but for you, like, social media, where can they go?
Let's see, X and Instagram. I don't know. I'm sure we have a Facebook too, but typically the username or whatever you call it is Kyle Larson Racing, no G on it because it was too long. But yeah, those would be where you could find me.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Drive safely. That is it. No matter what it is, whether you're doing professionally or to get someplace point A to point B like you are right now, Kyle. But drive safely. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing, obviously for the sport, for the fans, and for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we close in on the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, there's absolutely no one on the planet that could be introduced with the title of defending champion but this NASCAR superstar right here, driver of the number 48 Ally Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, king of the streets here in Chicago, Alex Bowman. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Alex, there's going to be some rain leading up, but Saturday and Sunday predicted to be clear. I know that drivers can be superstitious. Are you hoping maybe there's just a little rain to keep things consistent with the winning race day formula? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd be okay if it was dry this year for sure. It's been chaos here, so it'd be nice to get a dry one in, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think some rain, we've put on a pretty good show. Heavy rain, we kind of all just run into each other, so hopefully we can avoid that. But yeah, just looking forward to getting back on the track, getting back up to speed on a street course. Obviously it's the only one we run all year, so just trying to reacclimate, figure everything back out, and get back to work.
From the TV side, for those people, the ratings have been good. Just some beautiful sight lines to see NASCAR streets of Chicago, that backdrop with the buildings, with the lake and all of that stuff. And the racing has been great, super entertaining. I know it's got to be frustrating for the drivers, especially with the rain delays and like you mentioned, you know, just running into each other in the rain. But it has been some really great racing. The race that you won was absolutely, you know, super exciting. But there is more than that. I wanted to get your thoughts on a ton of events and experience that NASCAR's built around the city and for fans. And I'm sure the drivers talk a little bit about, you know, maybe the family and the team, how you guys are getting around. Are you enjoying any of that? Or do you just see that? Does Alex Bowman just see that as distractions from the next inevitable win?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a pretty cool event. You know, it's way different than a normal race weekend for us, just with staying in the city, not having our buses there, kind of walking to and from the racetrack, everything that goes on throughout the weekend. So super cool event for the fans. Honestly, I really enjoy it, you know, from the on-track stuff to the off-track stuff, all the obligations. It's typically a really fun weekend. So I'm looking forward to getting started. But as far as race weekend goes, like I'm pretty focused on, you know, driving the race car, doing my job on that side of things. But from the fans' perspective, there is a lot to do and a lot of different activities and events going on as part of the race weekend. So it's pretty cool to see.
The fact that it's, you know, here on the streets of a city, it's tough for teams to do recon and practice because, you know, it's a street race. Just a few days ago, it was just a regular traffic jam. Now that's there. Talk a little bit about, like, maybe the prepping. Have you done a little bit more with the simulator, or do you just figure it's not broke, don't fix it? You have the track pretty nailed down. Just your thoughts on how you approach this weekend.
Yeah, we had a good amount of sim time, as we do every week, like pretty standard prep for us. You know, I think there's some patches in the racetrack, some areas that they've had to fix the pavement. So just trying to understand where that is when we walk the track tomorrow will be pretty crucial. The track is super bumpy compared to a normal track for us, so just making sure we're kind of on the right page of that stuff moving or changing, or making sure all the walls are in the same place. Last year they were just a little bit different than the first year. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal prep, but also, you know, when we get to the track and being able to walk the track, kind of seeing what variables you have and kind of go from there.
We're asking all of the drivers, it's the 4th of July. And, you know, it's obviously a big celebration. Now, you guys as race car drivers, you're often our entertainment when it comes to the 4th of July. But for you, you know, if you weren't doing this, of course, you know, you're here in the city, you know, enjoying it from a Chicago perspective. But normally, you know, memories, maybe family stuff. Are you guys more cookout people? Do you like fireworks? Do you like to blow off fireworks? Like how does Alex Bowman experience and enjoy the 4th of July?
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can remember, I've been at the racetrack for 4th of July. So, yeah, a lot of firework memories at the racetrack for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, for a long time we raced Daytona and there was always fireworks there. We'd run Saturday night there. And now obviously being in Chicago, it's pretty cool. So looking forward to seeing how Chicago, you know, celebrates 4th of July, and yeah, hopefully have another celebration Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. The kids get in free, 12 and under, important to grow that next generation of fans. So that is exciting. We're going to have links up for that. After you win again on Sunday, and you got to look to the rest of the season, keeping that momentum in the playoffs. You know, our fellow Illinois race family keeps texting me, asking me how excited you are to start the playoffs with the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology. I know you're focused on the Chicago Street Race, obviously, right? But in the spirit of positivity in the playoffs, any thoughts? The Enjoy Illinois 300 in September, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back there. That's, you know, a good opportunity for us to try to improve on what's been a pretty miserable go of things at that racetrack for us. We've struggled there since we started going there. Kind of as a whole, all the HMS cars have been a little off of where we'd like to be there. So yeah, now that it's in the playoffs, it's super important, and hopefully we can kind of get our stuff together and be better than we've been in the past. So definitely looking forward to that event.
Last thing, Alex, is we'll let you get back to all the activities and adulation that goes along with being the returning champion. We talked with you early in the season about the Jack Daniels barrel. And so we wanted to know, some of the listeners, the fans want to know, where is it now? Is that just in your pit, or do they have it waiting for you in victory lane?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I've seen some people, you know, find it around Chicago, be able to buy bottles of it. So that was a really fun experience to get to do that, see Jack Daniels and kind of go through all that. Definitely enjoyed that and was special to be a part of that. So looking forward to maybe going hunting for a bottle of that myself. And yeah, hopefully they have some of it in Victory Lane for sure.
They have to. They're obligated to. I think when you win, it is hot to be there. And so as we let you go, links for people to keep up social media-wise for the team and, of course, for you, Alex, as you head into race weekend?
Yeah, you can find me all over all of the social medias, I guess. I try to stay off of it myself, but definitely have pages on there, and be sure to check it out.
Alex Bowman looking to make it two in a row here on the streets of Chicago. Thanks, Alex. Good luck. A lot of people pulling for you. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.